Hey guys, welcome to my third episode of this season. Most likely it's going to be my last one before the end of the year. And I don't know, today is kind of just rewrapping 2023 in a nutshell. I'm just talking about how this year went, what kind of person it made me, the experiences that I went through this year. Just to sum it all up, and then I'll get more into it, is 2023 is the year that it really challenged me. I saw a quote on Instagram that talked about 2023 made me stronger, and 2024 is going to make me happy. So I think that really relates to exactly what I want to talk about today. 2023 really... I don't know, and saying it dramatically, it kind of ruined my life. I made a lot of poor choices in 2023. I learned a lot about myself. I did. I was aware of all the things that I was doing that weren't good life choices for me, and a lot happened, honestly. Back in April of this year, I moved in. I had a group of friends. And of course, at the time I was living with my parents, I had a group of friends that I was hanging out with constantly. You know, I was going out. Nobody forced me to do anything, but I was just drinking a lot. And I decided to follow them. They ended up moving, or one of them ended up moving into an apartment complex with another friend that lived in that apartment complex. Mind you, all these apartments were going to be separate, so I decided to follow. And honestly, once I first moved in April, it was a mess. It was nonstop drinking, going out every day, and it's fun in the moment, but just looking back at it, it was such a mess, and I honestly regret, because I regret moving into the apartment back in April. Not because I'm not thankful for the experiences that I had, but I'm kind of saddened by the choices that I made and everything that I did throughout that time. And I kind of did ruin my own life. I ruined my, you know, financial stability. I ruined my mental stability. Mind you, I had already things on my mind. I had things going on. I was dealing with, you know, situationships, or I was dealing with, you know, the stress of work, and I was getting ready for summer. Obviously, you have that mindset when you move into an apartment. I moved in April, right? School was going to be over May. It was like May 27th, I think. And so I was already in summer mode, because teachers get summers off. And I was ready to just live my best life, whatever, no matter the stakes, you know, no matter what it took, I was going to live my best life. And I met a lot of people along the way. I built some friendships, some connections. But for the most part, the people closest to me at the time really did some damage in who I was as a person and how I viewed the world and how I viewed how people treat each other. I let a lot of things fly in 2023, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm still dealing with people getting their way with me, in the sense that I'm a people pleaser. So I like to please people. I'm a yes person, you know. I'll go out of my way to go pick someone up, give them a ride somewhere if they need help moving, if they need help creating something, if they need... anything, they just need someone to come hang out with them. I'm always a yes person. I'll move things out of my schedule. You know, if I had things planned with my family, I would go out of my way, you know, cancel with the family so I could, you know, do that for whoever it was. And it got tiring after a while. I mean, I still do it now, but I'm kind of coming to a realization that I need to start cutting people off. And I've done so. Little by little, I've cut people off. I've cut friends off who've done things, you know, they've been very unappreciative of everything that I've done for them. And I'm trying to be more aware and appreciative of the things that people have done for me, because people have also helped me, and I'm really taking a step back and trying to recognize that, and reevaluate who I prioritize in my life. And that's one of the things that this year taught me, is I'm in the season to cut people off. There was a situationship, you know, that I held on to for about 2.5 years, and you know, it turned into one of those situations where, you know, the person moved out of state. I mean, I've talked about it in previous podcasts. He moved out of state, and you know, we started losing connection little by little, but we're still talking a lot. We're still talking every day. But there wasn't much meat in the conversation. It was just very dry, and it was very, sometimes it was one-sided. So I decided to let that go about 2 months ago, and it's been probably the best decision I've made. I finally learned how to value my worth, and I've learned how to, you know, step away when I'm not wanted. And that goes the same with friendships. I'm giving people opportunities to prove to me that I am something in their life, or that I'm a priority in their life. Not to say I'm the highest priority, you know, but I'm starting to cut people off who don't really matter. You know, I have a lot of friends, but there's a lot of people, or I would say acquaintances. I know a lot of people. I conversate with a lot of people when I go out, but it's one of those things where I know they wouldn't be there for me if I was going through something in my life, so I just cut them off. I don't even really talk to them outside of seeing them in social settings. And it's just nice not to stress about, you know, what people really think of you, because everybody has an opinion. And I know I'm not perfect. I have my faults, and I'm not ever saying that I'm perfect, but I'm starting to shape my life, to surround myself with people who know my true intentions as a person, and that value them, and also are not a bad influence on me. Because I must say, I've been a bad influence on a lot of people, and I've enabled a lot of people to make bad choices, and that's my fault. But I've also had people do the same to me, where, you know, for example, I'll have work the next day, and then, you know, someone will convince me to go out. And mind you, it didn't take much convincing, because I was in a dark place. But I'm learning how to just cut those people off. I'm trying to focus on myself financially and mentally. I'm trying to build true connections with people, whatever that may mean, being there for somebody. But I'm also learning how to step away when I know I'm not wanted in someone's life. And honestly, it's so rewarding. I remember back then I used to, for example, my mom was always my go-to with my, I don't know, with my emotions and everything. When it came to situationships or friendships, I would always talk about it with my mom, and I would always cry, you know. I would always cry because it would get to me. And as you can see, it would, if you've heard my previous podcast episodes, I've cried in those episodes. And I'm getting to a point where, yeah, some things hurt, but I don't dwell on it as much anymore. I, you know, get a little sad about it. No crying, just get over it. You gotta push through it, because life moves on, and honestly, I have bigger, way bigger fish to fry. I have way more things, more important things to focus on. So that's my goal for 2024, is to be much happier with who I am, and be much happier with the situation that I'm living with in terms of financially. It's crazy, because I keep on, you know, I'm struggling right now. But then I think to myself, why am I struggling? These are all the choices that I've made, all the decisions that led up to me financially struggling or mentally struggling. And I think about it, and I'm like, I have a career, you know? It's very stressful, because obviously I have a student I have a trouble child. This is the most challenging time in my career. it has been the most challenging time in my career, but I need to focus on my job and myself. And whoever comes along in my life and helps me build is gonna fit in nicely and perfectly, because I'm done playing games. I'm tired of trying to impress people. I'm tired of trying to fit into people's lives when I don't fit. And 2024 is all, it's gonna be a rebuild. It's gonna be a rebuild where I'm happy, which is why, you know how I said at the beginning, when I moved into those apartments, it ruined my life. Now, looking back at it, I'm like, my lease is over at the end of January. I already made plans to move back in with my parents, because it's going to be what's best for me. And I love it, because at my parents, you know, I have 100% privacy. You know, they're not in my business. They're not, you know, rooms are across the house from each other. You know, their room is on one side, my room's on one side. I can bring friends over. I could do whatever. My privacy and my, yeah, the privacy at that, at my parents is gonna be, it's great. And why not go over there to help work on myself financially and mentally and build myself up again and be happy? That's all I want. That's all I want. And it's crazy. It's crazy to think about how many people I've lost. When I say lost, I mean connections or friendships that I've lost or cut off because of me realizing that they don't deserve my time. I think my time should, I didn't value my time, I didn't value my space, I didn't value my efforts. And so now all this is coming full circle, and I'm realizing, you know, I'm doing a lot for people that they're not willing to do back for me. I'm waiting for people to reach back out to me constantly. I'm always checking up on people. I'm always trying to be a nice person, check in. Hey, how's your new job? Hey, how's this? How's school going? Hey, how's your job going? How's your, how is it living here? This and that. Any type of, you know, I'm checking up on people. But I've come to the realization that I'm going to stop doing that. And if it means I'm going to lose more connections, then that's fine. Because I told a friend, one of my best friends, I'm so tired of reaching out to people. I'm so tired of checking in on them. You know, and I don't mind that. I would mind it. You know, I would still be doing it if people actually cared, you know. People actually cared that someone was checking in on them. But, you know, a lot of people have proven to me that I mean nothing in their lives. Not to sound too dramatic, but it's true. Like, I check up on people, they don't reply. And the next thing you know, I'm the one that doesn't communicate. I'm not trying to, you know, make the connection stronger or make the friendship stronger. So it's my fault. And now I'm at the point where I'm not going to reach out to people and say, hey, how are you, this and that. When I contact people from now on, it's going to be all action based. It's going to be me inviting someone out there or trying to make plans or figuring something out. But it's no more, there's no more dialogue that I want to make, because again, I'm not even angry about it. I'm just wasting my time. I'm worrying about people replying back for what? It's crazy. It's crazy. We live in a time, and trust me, I guess this goes into that whole phone conversation. Everyone has a phone. And everyone has their phone on them nonstop. It's so ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Everyone has their phone on them. They're always looking at their phone for whatever reason. So when someone doesn't reply to you, you just got to know that they don't want to answer, or they see it. If people say they're too busy, bullshit. You're just not a priority. And that's one of the things I'm realizing and I'm okay with. I'm ready to let go of people. I'm ready to distance myself from whoever's not serving me well mentally or financially, even, because I'm constantly, you know, there were situations where I'm not even going to get into that whole financial part. But I did a lot for a lot of people, and they didn't show appreciation. They didn't consider my time. They didn't consider my money. They didn't consider my friendship as closely as I thought that, as I thought they would. So that's one of those things that I'm trying to really change when it comes to 2024. I want to build more genuine connections. I'm reconnecting with people from my past, as for example, people from high school and all this. I want to get more into doing productive things and not just, you know, going out and enjoying myself and this and that. Because yes, you can do that, but at the same time, at the rate that I was doing it, it wasn't fun. It got old really quick, and then people started judging me for going out nonstop. When I say people that were close to me, they started judging me, but it was very one-sided. Like if I was the one doing it every single time. So, and I was, but I'm really trying to change that. And my intent is there. Literally, my intent is there. And I want to make 2024, the best year that I can have, because this 2023, it ruined me in a lot of ways. I did say ruin me, but it almost made me stronger. It made me see that I can survive everything that I went through this year, and I can be that stronger person through chaos, through all this chaos, through my job, through the failed connections, through the failed friendships, through people talking crap about me, through all of this, that I can be still a happy person and be able to focus on myself and live the best life that I can. And I hope everyone else can do the same, because in this society that we live in, we live in a very aggressive, we live in aggressive times. You know, ever since COVID, people have been a little more aggressive when it comes to communication, when it comes to anything driving, when it comes to people being out. Obviously, the economy is not helping with inflation going up. There's a relation there with, you know, the economy, prices going up, houses going up, rent going up. It leads to people making bad choices because, you know, everything's so expensive and, you know, their lives are very, it's hard. So I understand where the aggression comes from, and it's misplaced from society. It's basically a societal thing. We're all just acting the way that we feel, and we're all frustrated with how everything has gone down within the past few years. And the same thing goes with my teaching. Parents weren't that aggressive. You know, they valued education. I just had a conversation with my coworkers yesterday about this, is that, you know, parents don't value teaching the way they did back years ago. Teaching was such an important thing, and teaching was so valuable. Teachers were looked at in a different light. But now it's ridiculous, because honestly, my last few years communicating with parents has been an obstacle, because, you know, often enough, you know, kids are kids, and we just handle what we have to handle in the classroom and discipline them and shape them into the humans that they have to be. But we also have the aspect of talking to the parents, who can be aggressive sometimes. You know, everything that we tell them, they're essentially telling us it's not true. If their kid misbehaves, it's not true. We're the problem. Teachers are the problem. And aside from that, parents view school as childcare now. They view it as childcare, and they don't value it. They don't value it, which really played into my choices this year, because at times I didn't value my job, and now I'm just looking back at it. I don't ever rub anything in anyone's face, but I am proud of what I do. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of patience. And I know sometimes I don't have enough patience, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And I want to be able to be the best version of myself for my students and for the people around me. I want to show, not that I have to prove anybody wrong. I just feel like people have opinions of me, and it's very, it's very one-sided and dark-sided. They think of me as this person who I don't know. I know I have my faults, but I just want to show people that, you know, I have a good heart, and you know, if I ever did anything to make anyone mad, that I am truly sorry for that, and that I am growing and learning as a person, and that I'll be better for it in 2024. I'll make good choices. I'll build myself back up, and I'll be a better me. I'll be a better me. So, happy holidays to everyone listening, and hope you have a great end of your 2023 and a great start to your 2024. I'll make another podcast episode, you know, I don't know exactly when, but sometime at the beginning of next year. But it was good. It was good being able to talk about things like this, setting goals for my next year, and being able to share my thoughts with everyone who's listening. So stay tuned. I'll be back, and have a good one, and be safe.